It's easy to get caught up in the negativity surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic, and despite these tough times in agriculture, fourth-generation hog producer Kevin Hugeson from Granada, Minnesota, is trying to find the positives.
One blessing that we have had in our family is that our daughter and son have both come back to be involved in our pig operations, so they would be obviously the fifth generation. And that's probably one of the greatest joys and privileges that you can have as a farmer is if your kids come back. But this COVID-19 is a whole other beast that we've never experienced, and just so many things are out of our control.
Those in the hog industry are trying to tackle coronavirus-related challenges by seeking solutions. That's why the National Pork Producers Council is calling on the U.S. Senate to quickly approve legislative relief for agriculture in the HEROES Act. Here's Council President Howard A.V. Roth.
The House bill also calls for compensation for euthanized livestock that can't be processed into the food supply due to ongoing COVID-related packing plant capacity reductions. In addition to the staggering lost value of hogs, pork producers face mounting costs associated with depopulation and safe disposal.
Hugeson concludes by saying there are a lot of tough decisions being made by pig farmers in recent months. Both financial and emotional choices are the most difficult.
Just all the unknowns going on, they really take a toll on a person. As an owner, I've worked hard to still be positive to our employees, our contract growers, our family, and everything, but it is challenging. And so we just ask that there would be compensation for the pork producers, for ourselves, or other ones that are in this trying time.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist on the Red River Farm Network.